Okay, we're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 96th chapter. And as per your request, we will read the chapter, lane it, and then explain. Read the pasuk and lane it, and then explain. Shiru l'Adonai, shir chadash, shiru l'Adonai, kol ha'aretz. This chapter is speaking about the future, and in it, David HaMelech or Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever composed it, is saying, sing a new song before Hashem, and all of earth should sing before Hashem. It's interesting that Shiru is translated by the Targum as Shabachu, give praise, not give song. And when the verse says, Kol Haaretz, all of earth, the Targum says, Kol Tzadikei Ara, all the righteous on earth. Pasuk Bet, Shiru L'Adonai, Barechu Shemo, Baseru Miyom Leyom, Yeshuato. Sing or praise before Hashem, bless His name, and each day tell one another, give news of Hashem's salvation. Every day has its own salvation, and he's saying, tell one another about the salvation that was that day's salvation. Saperu vagoyim kevodo v'chol ha'amim nifleotav. So, po anachnu roim sheyesh inyan lesaper ben ha'amim את כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולספר בעמים את הנפלאות שהשם עושה, וזה מסתדר מאוד טוב עם ההבנה שמדובר פה על העתיד, לעתיד לבוא. כמו בשיר המעלות, בשוב השם את שיבת ציון, אז ימלא שחוק פינו, אז יאמרו בגויים, יגדיל השם לעשות עם אלה. וזה שאלה כללית, האם יש עניין של פרסומי ניסה בגויים. We're this guy's in English actually, sorry. Okay, Saperu Vagoyim Kevodo, recount among the nations God's honor, and this concept, according to Rashi at least, is applicable at the end of time. It's not something that it seems would be applicable today. Bechol Amim Nifloatav, throughout the nations, recount the amazing things God did on behalf of the Jewish people, and again, this would seem in the times to come. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. For Hashem is great, and he has much praise. There's much to praise him. And Hashem is נורא. He is awesome over all forces in the world, be it the sun, be it the moon, be it the stars, be it the pagans, they should all recognize that he is above it all. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim v'adonai shamayim asa. Because all the gods of the nations, they are all elilim. It's like they are for naught. The word Elil comes from Al, is not here. All the gods of the nations, they're just statues. They're for naught. And Hashem, He created the heavens. Hod vehadar lefanav oz v'tiferet v'mikdasho. The Navi says, Hod, glory or praise, vehadar, and it's another word for glory, I guess. Lefanav is before him. Oz v'tiferet, might, and there's another synonym for glory. V'mikdasho is in his temple. Havu l'Adonai mishpechot amim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Come. Give before Hashem nations, the families of nations, give before Hashem honor and recognition of His might. Havu l'Adonai Kivod Shemo Se'u Mincha Uvo Lechatzrotav. Give before Hashem honor of His name and bring an offering and come to Hashem's yard, to Hashem's courtyard. Meaning, again, this is an invitation. Come to the temple, recognize that God is running the world, and give glory, give some form of gift when you come. So David HaMelech began with saying, let us sing a new song before Hashem. All of earth should sing before Hashem. They should sing, they should bless, they should recount His salvation, even among the nations, for He is above all the idols. And therefore, everyone should give glory before Him, give glory before His temple. Hishtachavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Bow before Hashem with a glorification of holiness. Chilu mipanav kol haaretz. And be in awe of God, be in fear before God, all those who dwell on earth. Imru v'goyim Adonai malach aftikon tevel baltimot yadin amin v'meisharim. Declare in the nations that God is king. That's what gave it away to Rashi, that this is talking about the future tense. When is this going to be that Hashem's kingship is recognized in the world? That's in the time of the future. So the world should recognize that Hashem is king. And now that the world recognizes that, then they'll also understand that Hashem is tikkun. He gave the basis for the world, and that's why the world doesn't collapse. And once we recognize that God is the one that's sustaining the world, we also understand that God is Yadin Amim. He judges nations b'meisharim, in a straight way, in an honest way. Yismechu hashamayim v'tagel haaretz yiram hayam umlo'o. And so the heavens, the earth, they all rejoice, and the sea also gives forth its praise, and all that the sea encompasses, everything that's within the sea. Ya'aloz sadai v'chol asher bo. The field will give song and praise, and all that are in the field. Az yiranenu kol atzeyar. Then all the trees and the forests will also give song, and this could be a reference to the rulers of the nations that are sometimes referred to as trees in the forest. Lifnei Adonai kiva lishpot haaretz yishpot tevel betzedek ve'amin be'emunato. What are they all giving song and praise? They're giving song and praise before God, who has come to judge the earth, and He will judge all of mankind and all of the nations, de'emunato, with His truthfulness, the way that is fitting.